Parsha Shoftim, you have over here two parshas next to each other. Both of them, Lechura Mitzad, the Teuchin, are similar in Yanim, but there's a lot of differences. It's also hard to understand the Chilukim Shavoy. The parasha speaks about two types of Hanhagas in Klal Yisrael. You have Shoftim v'Shoytim t'nuchol sharecha, that Klal Yisrael has to be Mimanish Shoftim and Shoytrim. That's in order to be manhig da'am, that they should do the right things. In other words, anything that they do wrong is brought before the Besen. Anything that they're not doing, Besen is kreif an essay. The Hanhag of Klal Yisrael was given over many years to Shoftim. The Shoftim had powers in Shoftim and Shoftim. They had the powers to kill and whatever else is needed to enforce whatever they needed to enforce. So you have an Hanhag in Klal Yisrael of Shoftim, which is a Hanhag of Klal Yisrael with din and mishpat and so on. You then have a parish of Melech. So what are we adding in the parasha of Malchus? The Rishonim speak a lot about the technical details of it's a mitzvah says to have a melech. So why does it say v'marta simalei melech, and why was Klal Yisrael punished? That's a big arichus in Rishonim. I want more to understand why the Torah gave us two parashas, two mahalchim of Anhaga, which doesn't seem to be much of a difference. Melech a little more fancy, but in terms of the kfir, in terms of going out and doing milchames, the Shoftim led Klal Yisrael for a few hundred years, and they were called Shoftim, and some of them were very successful. What's the difference in Anhaga between Shoftim and Malchus? I want to be medayik a little bit, some of the psukim, some of the inyanim, the differences. First of all, in Shoftim, you find Shoftim v'shoytrim t'tachol sharecha. The Torah is madgish that you need to have a Shoftim and a Shoytrim. One is judicial, one is executive. It's a davar pashut. There's a little bit of a discussion in the Sfarim about if a Shoftim has his own halach of kfiyah, or it comes, he's just a shliach of the Shoftim, it's like a shkaga, other things. But whatever it is, the Torah makes mention of the fact that you have two branches. The Shoftim have to go hand in hand with the Shoytrim. And there's a chiv, I guess, to be man of both of them. A melech also has very sweeping powers, and I'm sure that he has people to enforce it. And all of that is for the melech was mitzavah la misoi. He obviously had to be mitzavah to somebody. There was somebody there with a sword and somebody there with a stick that the melech was mitzavah to do it. I don't think the melech did it himself. So if the point of having a melech is to bring in mishpat naretz, and it says melech be mishpat yamid aretz, a melech, it's in Tanakh you have that he did mishpat, and Shlomo Melech's Chachma was tested with a din Torah that came. The Inyan of Melech was the implementation of Mishpat and the adjudication of different Vikuchim. So he could have certainly. So we also could add a Pasha Sentence of Melech and give him a police force and an army, whatever he needs. Doesn't say it that way. That's one. The second thing is Shoftim v'Shoytrim is b'chol sharecha. Now, even though there is a Sanhedrin, a Besna Gadol, yet there's a hadgosh and a pasuk to do it b'chol sharecha. It could have been, you could have had a Sanhedrin, a Besna Gadol, and then Besna Gadol could have been memane many other batidinim. L'mashal, you, besides the Bechol Sharecha, besides the one, the Bechol Sharecha Shekel Nishol Shvatecha, they could have also been in every city. There is in every city. Rashi says Bechol Sharecha is called Ir V'ir. I'm sure the Melech had Avodim and Sarim and underlings that took care of different places. The Shoiftim and Shoiftim could have also, there's no mitzvah directly that a melech should be memana, a representative in every city. It's expedient, and that's the way malchus are run. You have governors of sorts and stuff like that. So fine, the same thing could have been bezin. We could have had a mitzvah essay to have a bezin, and then it would have been, bezin would have wisely chosen to make many, many smaller batidinim, the way Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was dan the whole am. Yisroi came along and said, it's difficult. Said, fine, I'll make smaller batidinim. That should have been the same mahalach. Another nafgimini you find is, so you find the chiluk between shaitrim and shaitrim, and then you find over here the difference between, this is split up into different shvatim, and this is split up in, this is klolius, and if there needs to be a split, we do the split. The in the parash of Melech itself, the Torah is madgish, it's only shayach in v'yirishta v'yishafta ba, ki sova lo zon kev lezachon v'yishashafta ba, it's only shayach in Eretz Yisrael when Klal Yisrael settles in Eretz Yisrael. Shayach in Eretz Yisrael, shayach in Eretz Yisrael, shayach in, it's the other way around. It says that we have shayftim v'shaytrim. Mashmos is that in the Midbar, since everybody was camped around one place, you might have had enough one. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, and then you have different nachlas and different sha'arim, I mean, then you have the inyan of having separate batidinim. I mean, it could have been, it was again the Midbar also, but it was a sort of sub seif of the general of the halacha of a bezdin. We have it that way. In the parish of Melech itself, there's a very strange, it's a strange arrangement. Like we said before, the Rishonim spoke about the inyan of is it a chiyuv, is it a mitzvah, is it a b'dieved, when what is the mitzvah, and so on. It says the parasha starts like this. V'amarta, let's read it to Pshuta Shel Mikra. V'amarta asimar le'melech ha'gadol she'asai. The first thing is we say we want to have a melech. Very, very strange way to introduce a mitzvah. Either you have to do it or you don't have to do it. You say, so then it says, soim tosim alech ha'melech asher yivcha Hashem alekecha boy. You shall make a melech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. Mashmos advarim is, once you want it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses it. Then it says, Laisusim, Laisucha losalach ishnach ashtachichahu, you can't put a stranger in someone who's not from Klal Yisrael. A ger is not good for a king. So the shifting back and forth. Your choice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice, then what does it mean? It's not up to you. So where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in? Where do we come in? It's a going back and forth and back and forth, very strange way. We also need to understand the difference in terms of what they can accomplish. A Shefet can do almost anything. The Mashmos and the Rambam, the only thing be'erech that shayach to a melech dafka is being kairiz zarish l'amolik. No, it says three things. I saw was nitzav when it came to Eretz Yisrael. There was binyan beis abchira, there was mini melech, and there was kairiz zarish l'amolik. Mashmos is that those three things go together. Everything else, it belongs to Shaifter and Shaifter could do it less effectively, more effectively, but they can do it. Even going out to Muhammad, the Shaifter took Klal Yisrael out to Muhammad. There wasn't any issue about that. So let's be misamic a little bit in this parasha and try to understand the inyan, because it's nageya to a lot more than just the inyan of Malchus and Batidinim. It's be'etzim nogea to the mohus, to the atzmius of Torah, to the metzius of Torah. Let's pick one more halacha that will be misamak a little bit in. The Rambam says that you memane melech only through Sanhedrin and Novi. The Mefarshim speak about where the marker for these two inyanim is. And it's two separate mekairis that could have been learned as a machlekes, and the Rambam learns it as one. The one marker is a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, that it says you need Sanhedrin for it. The other marker is a Sifri, that says, Soim Tosach HaMelech HaShe Yifcha HaShem HaKecha Boi, is that you need a Navi. The Yifcha HaShem HaKecha Boi is through Navi Dafka. So the original Minui is made through a Navi in Sanhedrin, and then if there's a Hemshech, it's an Hemshech Me'ilov. So we need to understand why, what does it mean that a melech has in himself a minui through Sanhedrin and Navi? It's rare. I mean, it's a very strange mitzvah. All mitzvahs are given over to Sanhedrin. What's a kasha lul v'nesrig? Leiva shemaim hi. The bezin mayra looks at it and he decides. You have it in Torah between two people. In Dinim Mamonis, Bezin decides, and there's no makom for any other input. In killing somebody, if Bezin decides something's chayiv misa, all the baskels in the world, all the nevuos in the world, have no effect. The Rambam with his whole toikif in his Akdam Pirush Ma'ariv is madgeshit again and again. Nevuah has no input into the world of halacha. So how do we? So all of a sudden, there's a chelik of Torah that belongs to, so mele the mitzvah of listening to a Navi, that's the Gufa mitzvah. A Navi is there, there's a parasha of Navi that we lived last week, there's a parasha of Navi, that a Navi comes along, he's mitzvah, and we have to listen to him. That means there are extraordinary events that don't belong to Reilam HaMitzvahs, to do Mulchama, not do Mulchama, even to be over something by Rosh Hashanah. Fine, those are all, that's a tchum that's given over to Nevuah, and that itself is a mitzvah. To listen to the Navi, fine. But this is Hilchis Melachim, is a halacha like all other halachas, and we have to be done, and Bezin needs to know, the Sanhedrin needs to know, all the halachas, who can appoint a melech, how you appoint a melech, it's done al pi Torah. And it's the only place in Torah where you have a feed-in from Nevuah, Valedavahu. It's the only place that you find it. Why? What does it mean that a melech is built on these two Yesodis? So I want to try to understand the Nekuda like this. When a person, let's understand the Keichas HaNefesh of a person. When a person forces himself to do something, a person disciplines himself, a person forces himself, one way of looking, the first instance of forcing yourself to do something is the gili of an outside. It's the gili of an outside force that's limiting you. Lamarshall, I really, really like to eat X or Y or Z, but I have some condition. I have some disease. And if I eat it, I'm going to suffer from it. It's not going to be good for me. I like doing X, Y, or Z. People around don't like it. So if I do it, I'm going to have to suffer the consequence. Nobody is telling me, and we're not talking cases, somebody's holding a gun to my head. It's my own consequences. But there are conditions outside of my shlita that have the ability to affect me, and being that I'm a bardas, I take that into account and I force myself to do something else. So I would love to eat this, and my real rutzen is to eat this, but I know that it has some disease, it's dirty, it's filthy, it has some substance not good for me, so I don't eat it. So be'etzim, there's a certain hechreach of on me, and that doesn't allow me to do it. If I were to describe it in terms of Kochos HaNefesh, it's pitting Ratzon of a person against the Chochmah of a person. The Ratzon of a person, my Ratzon is to eat this, my Ratzon is to do this, and so on. But Chochmah tells me, don't be stupid, it's going to hurt you, there's going to be consequences for it, and therefore I am going to listen to Chochmah. Chochmah sort of reigns on my Ratzon. Rabbi Saul Salanter, when he describes the very basic Ratzon Nefesh of a person, the famous letter, says that an Adam is Chofshi B'dimyonai, a person is unfettered in his Dimyon, in his imagination, fantasy, Ratzon in a certain sense, and he's also B'muskelosai, but he is reined in by Seichel. Seichel and Das are controlled that can and should override Ratzon. That's the Metzius of one level of Echreya. And that's called Bal Karchach in a sense. Even though I'm making the decision, but Becholzeis, that's called Bal Karchach. Because I would rather not. Let's take a second case. I'd like to eat something, but there's a tremendous business deal waiting for me. And if I eat now, I'm going to miss the appointment. I'm not going to be able to see the person. Or I need to prepare stuff or whatever. I'm very, very, or a person is so involved. There's a thrilling business deal going on. He's really getting to something that could make tons of money. Normally at 1 o'clock, his stomach would send a signal, time to eat. And the person somehow, the stomach may send a signal, the person doesn't get it. What happened? Is that Bal Karchach? Is it the pshat that I have, I've reined in my hunger because I have no choice? If you really evaluate the koichos of the person as this is going on, it's not like that. The person who's doing that, what's happening is a more pneumistic rotzen is overriding a less pneumistic rotzen. A rotzen more to the core of the person's ultimate ritzonus. So I have a small rotzen to eat something. I have an extraordinary rotzen to become wealthy. And the extraordinary rotzen of being wealthy subdues, overrides the other rotzen. The difference, Lamarshall, would be how are we angry or frustrated with it? When a person wants to eat something, but the doctor doesn't let him, he can't, he's not allowed to, even though Seichel says, don't eat it, you can't eat it, and so on. But at best, we're annoyed, angry, frustrated, upset. Those are tchunis hanefesh, because it's dehered by the person as not a kiyum of a rotzen, but as a kfiyah, where chachma overrides rotzen. That's the way we perceive it, and it's correct. A person who is involved in this business deal and he's excited about it, and therefore doesn't take out time to eat, there's no anger and frustration. The person doesn't utter a string of curses and say, what can I do? I just have this fantastic business deal, so I don't have time to eat lunch. No. The person dehears the event as a kiyum of his ratzon. You have no idea what kind of fantastic deal I did. It's because there's a deher of a kiyum of ratzon in the event that happened. So it's not an element of kfiya. It's an element of being ma'adif, of preferring one ratzon over another ratzon. That's the way it's dehered in a person's personal metzias. So we have in the interaction between a person's ritzonus versus the ability to, versus events that deny a person's ratzon, we have two levels, two ways of it happening. One is through a kfiya, one is through chachma, protesting and not allowing it, the ratzon to realize itself fully. And one is through a hadafa of a pnimistic ratzon of a chitzainistic ratzon. Those are the two way finding. Certainly, the first one, the level of having chachma, discipline, ritzoinus, is an absolute necessity, and it certainly is the more necessary and the more required of the two. And anybody who's mature, what the Gemara calls a gadol who's a bar das means the ability of seichel to rein in ritzoinus. It's not whether the person is smart or not. It's the simonim for a shaita is somebody who doesn't have the ability to restrict his das. He might have lots of das, but the das doesn't have any chance against his ratzon. He doesn't have that. A child knows most of the time what he should do and why he shouldn't do. But the power of that chelik of his psyche is limited compared to the koach of his ritzoinus. So on a klaldika oifin, the Torah gave Klal Yisrael two mahalchim of getting itself to do what it needs to do. The first one is Shaftim v'Shaitrim. Shaftim v'Shaitrim means that minimally, Klal Yisrael needs to point people to force it to do what it ought to do. That's what Shaftim v'Shaitrim are. What Chachma is to Ratzon on the Koyach HaNefesh each individual, Shaftim v'Shaitrim to Klal Yisrael. The mishpat is what reigns in people's ritzonos and activities, and that's what the job of the shaftim is. That's the minimal requirement. It's not whether you want to, you don't want to. We're told to do it. And I want to explain it. Just like I deher my... Let's go back to the marshal, somebody. I would like to eat something, but somehow my body doesn't take well to it. I'm allergic to it. The thing has bacteria in it, whatever. The pshat is there's something else is being machriachit. So too, Torah and mitzvahs are an outside force of emes, so to speak. My ritzoinus included in itself taivus and ritzoinus that are not moral, are not right, are not appropriate to tell Malkim. The Torah says, no way. And it's an outside thing imposing itself on me. Like all mitzvahs, it's a tzivui. Mitzvahs are first and foremost outside gvulis to a person's ritzainis. And that's why shayf v'shayf titen. I saw someone says the word, the difference between the titen and the tosim is, titen means the thing itself exists already. You're just putting it into place. When I give somebody something, I didn't make the thing, I didn't create the thing, I didn't establish the thing, I'm just handing it over, handing it on. Shaftim v'shaytim titen means the world of right and wrong, of mishpat, of right and wrong, are something that exist beforehand. And I just need to apply it. I need to implement it. So I go ahead and I take Shaytim v'Shaytim, which is really the Torah, and I implement it. That's why it's also two separate things. The knowledge of what's right and the forcing it upon me are really two separate things. A cotton can know what's right, but the ability to force it on yourself is a second phase of it. Many people know what's right, And the problem always lies in the implementation, the shaitrim shabai. We don't have a good shaitrim mechanism. So the Torah says shaiftim v'shaitrim, because when you're holding in that darga, the shaifit decides is the referee of right and wrong, and then the implementation has to, it's not automatic. Just because I know it's not good for me, unless it's reinforced, l'mashal, we have a very, people who've, lo aleinu, had allergic reactions once to food they eat, don't have a problem washing themselves from that food. A child, lo aleinu, who's once eaten, I know, nuts and suffered terribly, there's never a second time that he does it bizarre, because the consequence came immediately. The problem starts when stuff that won't affect you for another 10, 20, 30 years, there's no shaiter. Seichel says, I know they're right. I know everybody said that if you do X or Y or Z, this is going to be the consequence. But it's way off. There's no, the shaitrim are not around. We don't handle that well. So the mitzvah of shaiftim v'shaitrim is dafke shaiftim v'shaitrim, and it's called titein because it is something that is being, it's titein because it's there. The Torah is there, the emes is there, the right and wrong is there. I just have to apply it. And that's why it says b'chol sharecha, because when I'm dealing with people in terms of their weaknesses, in terms of their problems, each one is different. This person has an atiya to kas, this person has an atiya to taiva, this person has an atiya to azatzlus. I need to apply it as locally as possible, because the problems, the shortcomings, the Yetzaharas, are unique to every person. And b'meila, we need to, each shar needs its own bezin. There's no such thing as a klolistic bezin of Klal Yisrael. It's because Klal Yisrael doesn't have a common Yetzahara, doesn't have a common Avodah Zarah, doesn't have any common issues, rarely. I mean, you know, Chet Eagles on Klal Yisrael's head, but there's always Tzeya Am, and on projects that got void, everybody's different, and that's why it's in each shar, in every shar in Klal Yisrael, wherever there's a gateway in Klal Yisrael, that's the place where you're open to the outside. Each gate opens up to a different outside, and the job of the shayfet and the shayter is the outside vis-a-vis the entrance. And that's why the shayfet and that's why the shayfet and shayter has to shtalzach tzu to each and every shar individually and differently. That's the parsha shayfet and shayter. And Klal Yisrael can survive with that. Klal Yisrael can last with that. It's a minimal. Klal Yisrael must have that. And it's always, the guy says, the famous guy says over, and it says it much earlier also, that a melech is, a moishel is not beratzen, a melech is beratzen. This is memshola. Minimal amount of discipline needed to keep things from exploding, from going all over the place. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael has another mahalach in themselves. And the mahalach in Klal Yisrael is that when a person in Klal Yisrael is megala his rotzen panimi, the rotzen panimi of Klal Yisrael is toiv. And when a person succeeds in being megala that rotzen, that rotzen overrides the other itzainus. Chachma, when you speak to somebody and give them divrei musar teichacha, it has two effects. Two pasach. The first effect, the more elementary effect, is if you do this and this, these are going to be the consequences. You know these are not good consequences. Don't do it. That's one type of musar teichacha, and that type of musar teichacha, it helps you keep away from what you shouldn't do and pushes you willingly, half-willingly, to do what you should do. But there's another koyach of diburim, to be megala rotzen pnimi in Klal Yisrael. Since the pnimi is a Klal Yisrael, chelki utzur levavi is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Panim of Klal Yisrael, just very covered up with layers of other Ritzonis, but the Panim Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I succeed in being Megala, that Panim Yisrael, in bringing it out and establishing that as my Panim Yisrael, then it has a far more powerful effect than everything else. It's not the pshat that I refrain from doing other things, but I finally realize what is it that I really want to do. I begin to look at the minor ritzainis, at the sort of the local ritzainis as being hafros. It just bothers some things. Just like if a person is working on something exciting, he's tired, he'll take... So if he's doing something he doesn't want to do, he'll say, you know, I'm tired, I think I'll go to sleep, we'll do some other time. If he's doing something he wants to do, he takes pills to keep him up, because he sees his tiredness as not being what he wants to do, it's just some annoying feature of his goof that's staring at what he wants to do. I want to be up, it's exciting, I want to do this. The Klal Yisrael has the ability to merge together the Pnimius Ratzon, and that becomes Ratzon and Kfir Bebas Achas. And that's the Parsha of Melech. When it says, Umalchusayim V'Ratzon Kibla Lehem, the guy says, Melech is B'Ratzon. What do you mean Melech is B'Ratzon? Melech has got sweeping powers like no one else. He kills and takes and taxes. I mean, the Parsha of Melech is a dictatorship without limitation. That's what the power of Melech is. The answer is, let's look at those two examples again. Imagine if I tell somebody, this school is very rigorous, and you won't have time to eat, you won't have time to sleep, this and that, and it'll be strictly enforced. That's a very difficult prospect. But if I tell somebody, it's going to be so exciting, you're not even going to want to eat, you'll forget to sleep, you're going to do this and that. That's a powerfully exciting point. When the kfir comes machmas the koyach ha-rotzen, when there's a gili of ha-rotzen panimi, which is overriding those other ritzainis, that's extraordinarily drawing. The same, almost the same two pictures. In both of them, I'm not going to be doing X, Y, and Z, and I'll be doing something. The difference is, this is being imposed, and this is being brought out from me. It's two worlds. That's the parasha of Melech. And that's why the Torah, the merging... The fact that you need a Navi in Sanhedrin to create Malchus means Nevuah is the Ratzon Hashem. And Sanhedrin is the Koyach HaChochem and the Das HaKlal Yisrael. And when the two converge, that becomes this phenomena of the hearing that the Ratzon Hashem is this Das and the Chochmah that's stopping me from doing X, Y, or Z, that's pushing me in a certain direction, that's focusing me on something, is really the gilui of my Pnimius Tikkurotzen. The Malchus Berotzen means because that's what I want. So just like somebody who's in an army, and he really doesn't want to be in the army, he's forced to doing X, Y, or Z, so Sechel says, listen, consequences are great, you do it. Somebody who's trying to be in an elite unit, and he wants to be a super soldier, the discipline imposed on himself is his Rotzen. And it becomes an extraordinarily powerful achdus, echod of both koiches. That's the Parsha Melech. That's why Melech needs. That's why the Rambam understood. Melech needs both the outside input and the inside and the inside input. It needs Navi, and it needs Sanhedrin. It needs, it's the first, the mitzvah is presented as having to come from a certain initiative in Klal Yisrael, and it needs to combine both of them. The chiyuv, and that's why it's only, that's why you have the sheftim and sheitrim shabai is one. In the parasha of sheifet, they're two separate things, because knowing what's right and forcing it on yourself is two separate parashas. But what you want to do, the gilui of what you really want to do, and the suppression of the thing stopping it is one and the same. It's not, yes, technically the Melech will have shluchim and maisis and fine, but what you're talking about, the metzias of it, Malchus includes both the understanding of what's right and doing it as one. And that's why it says Tosim Alecha, because it's something, it's an akuda that is behelim. The nakuda of Shefet, that there are things that are not good to do. Every society, not primitive, knows they need a certain discipline. We need somebody to keep people from killing each other. We need somebody to adjudicate financial disagreements. We need somebody to keep people in line. That's something that, it's there. The sense of right and wrong, good and bad, and so on, that exists beforehand, and I'm just implementing it. Malchus is something that we have to establish. The sense of a metzias of Malchus is unique, and what we're doing is, in a sense, establishing it. Even though Behelim was there, but it was Behelim in a way where it's completely, the idea that something can be so good that it overrides, that Toiv is Toiv Be'etzim, and if you hit it right, it overrides the other Mafrim, that's extraordinary. That exists only, and we're the ones that create that and make that. The Rambam says, it's extraordinary, the Rambam describes what a melech is. He brings the surim, why is it a melech has extra surim, and so on and so forth. And then he says, v'chein, he says, lo yeshotov b'noshim, he shouldn't be involved totally with women. Afilo isla la achas, even if he has only one wife, lo yeh motzetz la tamid kishah tipshim, he should live a life of restraint and not be with her like all of the tipshim. Shenema al titin lanoshim chelcha. So the Rambam is giving extraordinary tight to the pasuk. La yarba lo noshim is not only that he shouldn't have many wives, which the halacha is. There's a gevul to how many wives he can have. It also means he shouldn't be overly involved with women. And then the Rambam explains extraordinary reason why. So the pasuk pshat, the way you learn in the Neviim and so on, is that the women might lead him to avodah zarah, to other things. He says, al hasaras liba yikpida Torah. The Torah didn't want his heart to stray. Shenema v'lo yosu levavai. Sheliboy hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael. The heart of the king is the heart of hearts of Klal Yisrael. The rutzin of the melech, the leiv of the melech, is the leiv of Klal Yisrael. Ulefikach dvokai akosav b'Torah yosi mishara am. And that's why the Torah wanted him to be dovok in Torah more than anyone else. Shenema kol yemei chayav. In other words, the essence of the essence of the rutzin and the leiv of Klal Yisrael is the melech. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the melech to be kuloi dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Everybody else says tkufis tkufis. But here you're talking about the panemius, it's like the pilot light that never goes out. And b'meila the melech is kolei davuk. That's the reason why there's no bechol sharecha on a melech. In the Bezdin, when you're dealing with yetzaharas, everybody's yetzahara is different. Everybody's problems, everyone's nisyonis are different. And the shofet deals with the nisoyah and with the avera. The melech deals with the pnimius haratzon of Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. Like the Rambam says, Shaliboy hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael. By definition, that's one inyan. By definition, that's one nekuda. I want to shtel to an extraordinary gemara. I think this is mamash the teichin of the gemara. On Rosh Hashanah, we have a chiyuv to say psukim of Malchus. And we look for the word melech, 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 and so on and so forth. The one pasuk that we say that doesn't use the word melech Ishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's only, that's the pasuk that's a melech. Very, very strange. Achdus, Malchus. Yeah, I mean, they all sort of come from the same family, kind of. No, it's one and the same. The melech is that one nekuda that is the common denominator of all of Klal Yisrael, and b'meila bal karchach, that's the nekuda of the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashem echad is the echad of Hashem is that one nekuda that's common to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. So adrabba, when the melech was torn into two, that was not malchus anymore. Tearing malchus into two is no malchus. It becomes a getter of a shefet of sorts. It's because melech relates to that nekuda, that nekuda pnimis of all of Klal Yisrael. It's called yechida on the level in medrash, the level of neshama that is unique is called yechida. That means it's the one nekuda that everyone shares that has Shem Yisrael on himself. So let's recap it. Let's bring it down a little. So the Torah says, in the world of Ruchnius, of a person bringing himself to doing what's right and keeping away from what's wrong, there are two dargas. And b'derech klal, we need to go through that progression, and we also need both of them. That they coexisted, the two systems, and there's a reason why they coexisted, because it's different situations, different times, and so on, and you need both. The first one is where the world of Tov appears as something external. Person looks at himself and is with Tzoynes HaPshutois, and he says, I have a list of things I really like. Some are good, some are permissible, and some are wrong. I know I should be doing what's right. I need to force myself to do what's right, and I need to build barriers from what's wrong. And that darga is Shayf and Shayt Tidchol Shecha. That's a mahalach where a person needs to address all the different areas of his weakness. Person needs to focus and think about what's where he's weak and so on and so forth, and address it. Make the gedurim, make the shmiris, and so on. The person, that's the first thing a person needs to do, and that is the head by the person as the struggle between the das and the ratzin. And for most of us, for all of us, for a lifetime, that's most of the time, it's a struggle between the ratzin wanting something, the being chafshi in his ritzoinis, and the seichel clamping down and saying, no, this is wrong, this is stupid, this is a waste, and so on. That's always a p'china of bal karchach. It's a p'china of kfiyah. It's a p'china of shaytah shaytah tibchol shaycha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael has another way of accomplishing it. A preferred way, a deeper way. And like all preferred and deeper ways, It usually goes through the first steps first and then the other steps. It doesn't that shayftim first and then malachim. They had Moshe Rabbeinu, possibly Yeshua, but those are just prototypes. But be'etzim, the mahalach is the first darga is a struggle between the two. As a person works, at some point, a person is nesoira to the fact that Ratzin Hashem is be'etzim his most pnimistic of ritzoinus. Ratzin Hashem is be'etzim that which is his innermost ratzin, and by far supersedes his other ritzoinus. And when the person has that nekuda, when the person dwells that nekuda, then he's not struggling anymore, but he's so caught up with what he understands and realizes that he really wants that the other things fade away. It b'meila happens that way. It's not only just much more effective and efficient way. It's a whole different surah's adam. instead of a person torn between two, a tug of war of different parts of his person, which is never a good matzah b'chila, the person becomes caught up entirely in what's right. The thing that he stops doing what's wrong because he no longer wants to do what's wrong. And that's the chilek in the two. I want to explain the context of the tkufa that's ahead of us. The tkufa of Yom Ne'irayim is something which has two elements to us. There's an element of cheshbon nefesh and taking on all sorts of things, you know, added in yonim and so on. And it's sort of a tkufa where consciously we're working at bettering ourselves in a tzura of being koyf on ourselves, make takanas for ourselves, make kabbalas for ourselves, and shmiras and zahiras and so on. That's definitely very appropriate. And that has to do with the imeh mishpat and the imeh din, because din and mishpat is seen first as a kashbach being shefet aretz and so on. There's another chol chelek of the malchus shabai, kadeshatam lechuni aleichem. There's another element of ta'am that we feel in Yom Ne'irayim, of feeling uplifted, feeling higher. There's an old famous verdel from attributed to some Rebbe or Rav or whatever, that even if all Tanesim were bottle, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av would not become bottle, and the lashon is on Yom Kippur who wants to eat, on Tisha B'Av who can eat. That's But in a certain element, it contains in itself an element of being caught up in something where it resonates with a person's inner tzeinus. The chelek of malchus, the chelek of melech, which is part and parcel, a melech hakadosh, a kashbaruch who's acting as a melech coming down to us, it's not to be confused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Shefet Mishpat. It's true that a melech is b'mishpat yamid aretz, but a melech contains himself both elements. A melech contains himself the element of being maimi things b'mishpat, imposing din and mishpat, but the mahus of a melech, the essence of a melech, is much bigger than that. And that's why it's important. Yes, it's not the things that we deal with, Seichel and Chachma, to be Kaifa Aritzainis, they can be lasting longer because they're facts. I'll not do this, I'll keep away from this, I'll make this takana, that takana, and so on. I go through my sim and I realize what's right, what's wrong. Those in Yanim, because they're more apropos to lower Daga, they're more lasting in the sense of day to day activities. But the extraordinary Gilui of a panemius of a world where Klal Yisrael is Malchusei V'rotz in Kibla Aleihem, where what they're forcing themselves to do is not what they're forcing themselves to do, it's what they want to do. It's not the pshat that they're being restricted and they're being forced and something else is being kai for them. The panemius of Rotz is being the scholar. It's a whole new light on the Avoida. And it's something we need to bear in mind. It's true also in the tekufa when a person is sitting mostly involved in kodesh, and a person's general ritzainus, it's less of a struggle and more of a ritzin. The person wants the ruchnius, wants the learning, and so on and so forth. Those moments, because they're so unique, don't last on a constant basis in a lifetime, but it's a tremendous ha'ara that a person needs to take out. A person needs to understand that in the world of doing good, not doing bad, for the most part, we live with a struggle and a kfiyah, and we impose shayftim shayftim on every shah. But the ultimate Klal Yisrael, the essence of Klal Yisrael, is melech, is malchus. It's the place where the Ratzon Hashem, where the Navi, and the nevuah and the klal and the seichel of Klal Yisrael come together. A melech des halacha v'kerev achecha, it has to be only Yisrael. That's meikra din. That's what the pasuk says. Shayftim not a very gray area. And on Bezen Shal Gimel, you can't have a ger. On Bezen Shal Ayin Aleph, the mashmos is that it's a preference, not clear at all. Because over there, it's a din of having a koach to rule over someone else. Is it appropriate that someone who's not rechesh or not? In a melech, the most of the melech is the care of a chechesh. It's the fact, the shared nekuda with everyone else of the common av for all the brothers. That's the nekuda a person can latch on. We do it in eight tkufa in our life. We do it in a tkufa year. We do it in occasional moments. But in the moments that we do have it, it becomes a ha'ara for the rest of our avodah, that the kfir that we're struggling with, that feels to us like a kfir of an outsider, insider, a libid emes, it's the pnimis haratzen of Klal Yisrael. The malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the malchus of Torah, is the lave of kol Klal Yisrael, which is kulei davar k'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.